It's time for
Hot
Gossip Stories with Jane Lindley Thomas on East Coast Radio.
I was so sad to hear of the passing of Mac Miller. Only 26 years old. My timeline on all social media platforms was just a wash of condolences and really just like confusion, you know. The first time I ever saw him was on a TV show called Ridiculousness with Rob Dyrdek. And he went on to say that, he says, yeah, I'll never forget when we shot our first episode of the show with Mac. He was acting all shy and low-key backstage. He had his hoodie on and his sunglasses. He wasn't sure what he was going to say or how he was going to act on the show. And as soon as we went on, he just set the place on fire. He is without a doubt, one of my most favorite guests. Not only was he so talented as an artist, but was truly one of the most naturally funny people I have ever met. And then one that really stood out for me as well was Pharrell Williams. And that is a big, big person in the industry, do you know what I mean? And he says here, I can't believe it was 6 years ago. We were working together in Miami, and I just wanted to make the hardest records with you. And then I discovered that you could sing too, and I kept telling you, dude, you can sing. You didn't want to hear it. And your latest project has all the singing. I'm very happy for you, but can't believe that this is the moment I got to tell you. Sending deepest condolences to your family, Rip Mac Miller. It's hard. I mean, death, as you know, is always hard. But when it's a young 26-year-old person that just has such promise and such ability and such talent and such quirky authenticity, like, he was great. And of course, my heart first was for his family and then went on to Ariana Grande, because obviously they were together for 2 years, and she's had to actually take all the comments or disable the comment section on her social media. Because why? Because when the world hurts, they want to blame somebody. And who do they blame? Some people are blaming her, saying, oh, you went there for him. And, you know, Zama Zama Baby and I actually had a conversation over the weekend about it. You can't save somebody that doesn't want to be saved. And you know how hard it is to walk that road with somebody, and you see them and you love them and you validate them and you hold them, but they can't see it for themselves. And if they can't see it for themselves and they can't save them for them, you're not going to be able to save them either. So a very tough one. Lots and lots of love to his family. And if you know of someone who suffers from substance abuse, please contact the South African National Council of Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. That's SANCA, 031-202-2274.